Welcome to another edition of College Passageur Radio Talk Show. My name is Lois and I'm your radio host this morning in An Eye on College Passageur. Today I had the pleasure of discussing a range of topics with a smiling and energetic young lady. Selena, good morning. You are the English language assistant in our school. You are involved in the Rub Radio project along with Madame Marie-Claire Bonnet, who is our English teacher. Can you tell us about it?
Good morning, European section. So as part of my role as language assistant, I am assigned to help students at high school to improve their oral English language skills. We have decided, Madame Bolnay and I, to familiarise the students aged 14 with the animated world of media and to train them as vibrant young reporters. For the web radio project, I acted as an international recruiter for a well-known English radio and TV broadcasting company. In my role as a highly knowledgeable media professional, the students paid great attention to my expert advice, my daring comments, and my slightly annoying points of correction. The students have produced numerous interactive vox pops and participated in many in-class talk shows. In addition to my presence in class, I have extended my role as an online language assistant and worked with students in correspondence via the internet and email. For example, I have emailed numerous soundbites assessing and evaluating previous sessions conducted in class and offered advice and useful tips with the hope of improving the students' future radio broadcasts and TV productions.
That's hard work for you and for the student as well. Selena, tell us about the students' responses. How did they react to these training sessions?
Initiated in November, the beginning of the project often saw a lot of the same students taking the floor. Discussions were also made a little awkward as the students' English was not always very clear or well mastered, and some students didn't listen attentively to their peers, which led to the repetition of ideas and opinions. It was also noticed that those who were less comfortable in English tended to meander off in French. At the start, Madame Bolnay gently encouraged everyone to participate. Later, she put into place a notation or marking system, which assessed the students as I conducted the intense debates, obliging every student to get involved. Now the problem is silences the maximum scorers and making them unhappy with the news that they can no longer intervene. Over the months, I have observed a lot of impressive improvement in the students' use and fashioning of the English language. They have gained autonomy. Today, they are able to conjure up interesting research, write some complex news articles, and participate in a highly argumentative debate. The English they use is becoming more and more accurate, well-mastered, and better pronounced. They have become a team of young reporters who apply themselves to the production and presentation of radio broadcasts in English with dynamism and professionalism. The students continuously seek to meet the 3C requirement of the UK-based radio contest, the BBC School Report, to be clear, correct, and concise.
Selena, tell me if I'm right. I would like to revert to a comment you made before the radio program actually started. You refer to a talk show that students did in a fully equipped newsroom with mics, headphones, mixing desks and all. Do you mean to say the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, come to College Passageur in Martinique?
Not quite. That said, I would be extremely happy if our students could enrol in the English radio contest. I definitely think they are ready. In fact, the radio session mentioned was unfortunately only realised in French. It was created with technical equipment from the Education Board in Martinique for a web radio project in French. The students produced a highly animated show entitled Gros Plan sur le Collège Passageur, Eyes on Collège Passageur. It was impressive. I was even persuaded to go on the air and brave my fears of the mic. Yes, after all, it was lots of fun. A podcast version of the show is available online on the Arte channel website. I definitely recommend a listen. What I have noticed is that, oddly enough, the students' participation in the French language radio session developed fewer debating attitudes than in our English classes, where they were able to construct very persuasive arguments. Furthermore, the students were far from intimidated by the radio show mission due to their familiarity with the use of digital tools and applications often featured in our English class.
That sounds strange, doesn't it?
Modern media has become extremely present in our everyday lives, and the question now is, how can modern media sit comfortably with education? It is ultimately how you use this abrupt but sumptuously animated medium as an aid for teaching. Modern technology can daringly challenge and energize students, and in my opinion, it opens up the classroom to the outside world through shattering the panes of classroom windows and engaging students with real life. My use of the internet and other collaborative technology has permitted me to extend my role as English correspondent beyond the classroom and set up alternative coaching. Lastly, the internet and modern media enable us to engage with foreign languages through a medium connected to the real world, positioned in a strikingly active context.
Oh well, Selena, I've just seen a member of the broadcasting team signal my attention. I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Thank you, Selena, for this informative talk show. I'm Lois. I've been your host for our edition of College Buzz Radio Talk Show.